In the days when passenger trains crisscrossed the nation, the train depot in Marceline, Missouri saw plenty of traffic. One of the regular passengers was a man who might slip in and out of town quietly as he paused a few hours to visit the place where he got his start. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Walt Disney was born in 1901, and from 1906 to 1911, he grew up in Marceline, Missouri. They were formative years, years that impacted his life forever. He came back to this town in 1946 to draw inspiration for his coming work.
He was just in the very infant stages of planning what we now know as Disneyland. There's going to be a Main Street, and he wanted it to be his best memory of Marceline. So he very quietly came back armed with a still camera and a motion picture camera, and he just detailed everything about Marceline's downtown core.
Peter Whitehead says in 1956, the town invited the celebrity, Walt Disney, his brother, and their wives to town to name the new swimming pool and park for them. The town did not have a hotel in which to house the Disneys, so they chose a household with a very special feature to host them.
They stayed with the Johnsons. They were the only ones with central air. They became fast friends. Inez Johnson, who even at the age of 90 still comes in almost every day to our museum to volunteer, she'll tell you about dozens of times that Walt got off the train. His favorite mode of transportation from the West Coast to the East Coast was on the Santa Fe Super Chief. And it went every 3 hours through Marceline.
Disney made formal visits during the 1950s and 60s, but those impromptu stops happened at various times and hours in this small town.
So he would jump off the train, be a knock on the door. If he had enough time, he might stay overnight and get the train the next morning.
Legend has it that Disney wanted everyone on the train to know exactly how important his hometown was to him.
Even in the middle of the night, he would run up and down the sleeper cars and tell everybody that they were about to go through Marceline.
There's much to see at the museum that honors Disney here. I'll take you there next time as we travel the countryside. In Marceline, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.